A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus understood the rhythms of a healthy life. He sent the apostles out among the people to be about his work of preaching and teaching. And then he would periodically gather them to himself to learn of their ministry, their travels, their experiences, to give them an opportunity to share their stories with him and with each other. As in today's gospel account, he would also invite and encourage them to take a break, to retreat from their work and rest a while. How unlike the frenetic pace of so many in our culture, perhaps so many of us, driven as our lives often seem to be, to do, 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 go, 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 forgetting the need for pauses in our ceaseless activity, to be refreshed, renewed, to rest. The Gospels all tell us that he did this himself. He stepped aside from his labors to pray and to allow himself what we might call downtime, away from the crowds, to restore his spirit. Let me read some short verses that speak to this question of finding a healthy and, I would say, holy rhythm to one's life. They're written by Jan Richardson in her book, Sacred Journeys, in a section that is significantly entitled, Mystery at Every Turn. The title of this poem is Work, Rest, Celebration. And I quote, "I heard him tell the story of a colleague, a woman working for justice, for peace, in Guatemala, or El Salvador, or Nicaragua. All day long she worked. All night long she worked. There was so much to be done. Finally, one of the people came to her and asked her, 'Why do you always work? Why do you not sit with us outside our homes? Why do you not join in our celebrations?' 'But there is so much to be done,' she replied. 'Ah,' the people said, 'you are one of those who are only with us a short time. You will grow tired and you will go. The ones who stay, they are the ones who have learned to sit with us and to come to our parties.' I think she is still there." End quote. Jesus labored tirelessly, and he had pity on the crowds who needed his time and his teaching. He also sat with the people outside their homes, and he went off by himself to deserted places to rest a while. Today, he invites us once again to follow those rhythms of his daily life.